You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Getting organized is not just about cleaning out your closets or getting our Tupperware all neatly stacked in the cabinets. It's about decluttering your life, including emotional clutter. My next guest is here to share how to organize our emotional clutter and rediscover happier, healthier life for both you and your partner. Please welcome to the show the author of Behind the Clutter, Truth, Love, Meaning, Purpose, June Sariwatari. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Dr. Suzanne. So thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, you've got this book coming out. It's on Amazon to be able to be ordered, pre-ordered right now. Please tell us about how your book is different from the traditional how-to books on organizing and decluttering.
Well, first of all, it's a part spiritual memoir and part self-help. So the difference is that I actually vulnerably share my own stories of how I got through my own clutter and my own stuff to lead a life that I love, love, love. And the number one thing I'm super passionate about is that we are spiritual beings and physical bodies. So using the physical clutter to get through the mental, spiritual, and emotional clutter is amazing because we're, like I said, we're spiritual beings in a physical world. So by touching your physical stuff, you can actually get through your mental, spiritual, and emotional clutter that's within.
Well, that definitely is different from the actual, you know, do this, do that, get organized, get those containers. And, you know, I like the fact that you're connecting with the microcosm of who you are with the macrocosm of your external environment. That's very feng shui to me. Isn't that correct? I mean, it feels feng shui.
Yes. It is, and I think what is like I really tackle it from a very childlike perspective. You know, when I say truth, love, meaning, purpose, once you get to the truth, love, meaning, purpose behind your clutter or behind your stuff, it really becomes easy to decide what belongs in your life or what doesn't, to let go or hold on, to organize it into a box and what to put into the box. Does that make sense?
Well, you know, you just talked about truth, love, meaning, purpose. That's like the title of your book as well. And can you give me a little bit more explanation about that? Tell our listeners how you made up these four words together into literally one word. And how is it going to help our decoloring process really about, you know, your what's written in your book? Please give us a little bit more about that.
Sure. Well, actually, I didn't make it up. I am an actress, and when I was studying with famed acting coach Sanford Meisner, he said, acting is living truthfully under imaginary circumstances. Okay, so I went on this journey trying to figure out, am I being truthful in imaginary circumstances? But how can I do that if I'm not acting truthfully, or am I, in truthful in real circumstances? So I started this journey going within to figure out what belongs in my life, what doesn't, what's truthful, in order for me to be a great actress. And those four words came to me. You know, you could say they're channeled by God or higher power, but truth, love, meaning, purpose. Truth. Is it truthfully, what's the truth of the situation? Is it truthfully you? What's the truth of this item? Love. Do you absolutely love it? Not kind of sort of like it, because then your life will be filled with kind of sort of like stuff, right? Meaning, does it have meaning for me, not for somebody else? And then purpose, does it serve a purpose? What's the intention behind that? So to use an example, so I'm really grateful that those four words came through, and now I use it as a combo, and I use that same combo of words to help kids as young as 3 years old, to families, to couples, to companies, just to figure out, like, what belongs in your life or what doesn't, whether it's time, your schedule, stuff, spaces, clothes, decorating items. So, for instance, I'll give you an example. Like we're talking about relationships. A ring. Let's say I'm decluttering, you know, I'm looking at a ring with a client. So it's distilled down to the very basic stuff. So why is that in your life, truthfully? What is the truth of that? Well, the ring is something I got from an ex-boyfriend. Oh, do you love the ring still? Yeah. Okay, right there already it's giving me an answer that this person doesn't love that ring. So, meaning, does it still have meaning for you? Well, yes, it does, because my ex-boyfriend was part of my past, but no longer a part of my life now. Is it serving a purpose? Do you wear it still? Do you wear it? What's the truth of the situation? Do you still wear that ring? What's the purpose that it's serving? Well, when we get to the clutter behind that ring, the purpose it's serving is to remind me never to, you know, give myself away or to lose myself in a relationship. For that client, that's what that ring symbolized. Once I help people figure out the truth, love, meaning, purpose behind one item, then they start understanding who they are, the clutter that's within, that's tied in and attached to that one item. So it no longer becomes a tentacle for this person to their past, but it becomes liberating to figure out the truth, love, meaning, purpose of that one item. Then all of a sudden they can let go of that one item, knowing what the truth, love, meaning, purpose is behind that ring or that item. And they start doing with everything else.
I absolutely love what you're saying. I mean, as you're saying that about the truth, love, meaning, purpose, I'm going to actually use those words to be able to obviously work with your day-to-day lives. But I also think that for a lot of my patients come in and they're in these toxic relationships. Those four words can really help hone in on why they are in this relationship. You know, what is the truth behind it? Whether it's a codependency, you know, all the love, do you really, truly, are you in love with that person? I mean, it's not just about cluttering your stuff and physical stuff around you, but let's also use these terms for the emotional and for the connections that we have with people in our lives, because often people really bring us all down, don't they?
Yes. Well, you have to decide whether it's uplifting or draining, you know? And I think once you, like with kids, I mean, it's just amazing, Dr. Suzanne, when I work with kids, is there, you know, as young as three, someone can have emotional clutter or mental clutter because it was thrust upon them from, you know, well-meaning teachers or parents or whatever it is. But like I'm working with a kid on just one item, and all this, they'll be so free and clear to tell me the truth because I act very childlike with them. What's the truth, mommy? Do you love it? Yes. You know, truthfully, yeah, I read it every day. Yeah, it has meaning. My mom gave me that book and purpose, yeah, I brought it to school for showtime. And then it's so funny when the parent walks by, because I usually work with the kids alone without the parents, we start going through their stuff very quickly, and all of a sudden they'll slow down. And it might be with, like, let's say a toy that they purchased a year ago. And, you know, they're no longer playing with it because, you know, they're on to something else, Pokemon or whatever, collecting stickers. But the parent walking by will say, I spent so much money on that. And so it's just very interesting, the belief systems that are thrust upon us from when we were a child. And that's what I see the most, even with adults. And I guess what I try to do with adults even is, can you just be a little bit more childlike with telling me what's going on really behind this item or behind the truth, love, meaning, purpose behind this relationship, like you mentioned, you know? And once it comes, for me, what it comes down to that I wanted to share with you is that a lot of times it's hurt feelings in relationships, you know? And I have tools for that. It's like you just have to figure out a system how to declutter whatever that is, whether it's hurt feelings in a relationship. And like I have a tool with my boyfriend, it's like whenever we have hurt feelings, it might just be, you know, you don't have to psychoanalyze the whole thing and go down this whole road and tell all these stories. It might just be, gosh, my feelings were hurt when you said that. I don't get it, but why did you say it? You know, and then just go,
love it. Well, you go real deep. I can see that. So everyone, go find June Saruwattari's book, Behind the Clutter, Truth, Love, Meaning, Purpose. It comes out March 2015, and it's already on Amazon. All right. We will see you next time. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies.